President Donald Trump's military activities around Venezuela are ramping up, and so too is opposition on several fronts. The latest flashpoint was a double strike on an alleged drug boat off of Venezuela, first destroying the boat, and the second strike finishing off survivors. The strikes came after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly ordered, "kill them all." The Trump administration denies Hegseth said that, but it's not backing down from the strikes themselves. Carolyn Leavitt is the White House press secretary.
I saw that quoted in a Washington Post story. I would reject that the Secretary of War ever said that. However, the president has made it quite clear that if narco-terrorists, again, are trafficking illegal drugs towards the United States, he has the authority to kill them. And that's what this administration is doing.
She says it was an admiral that ordered the second strike, and Hegseth authorized the admiral's order.
With respect to the strikes in question on September 2nd, Secretary Hegseth authorized Admiral Bradley to conduct these kinetic strikes. Admiral Bradley worked well within his authority and the law, directing the engagement to ensure the boat was destroyed and the threat to the United States of America was eliminated.
President Trump is defending Hegseth, although he did not support the second strike.
We'll look into it, but no, I wouldn't have wanted that, not a second strike. The first strike was very lethal. It was fine, and if there were two people around, but Pete said that didn't happen.
Does that make you?
I have great confidence.
Whether the lethal strikes are really fine, as Trump put it, is up for dispute. Legal experts say leveling a second strike on the survivors of an initial attack on the alleged drug boat would have been a crime. And criticism is coming from both sides of the political aisle. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said this rises to the level of a war crime if it's true. Ohio Republican Mike Turner noted that leaders of the Armed Services Committee in both the House and the Senate have opened investigations. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries blasted the attacks in remarks to reporters.
And now we have real evidence that extrajudicial killings are taking place. That's the stain on America's leadership in the free world.
Trump has gone farther than the boat strikes. He confirmed Sunday that he recently spoke to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, and Trump is now weighing whether to carry out strikes on the Venezuela mainland. He's also talking about closing Venezuelan airspace. That caught the attention of the United Nations. Stéphane Dujarric is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
I mean, we've seen the reports about the airspace, and I can tell you, and it won't surprise you, that we call for the full respect of states' obligations under international law, including the Charter and all other applicable legal frameworks, as well as the use of existing mechanisms to address any issue, including these issues, peacefully, ensuring the safety and security and connectivity of international civil aviation.
The House and Senate Armed Services Committees have opened investigations into the U.S. strikes on boats that have now killed some 80 people. Democrat Jeffries sees the military actions as part of a series of actions by the Trump administration that have violated the law.
The one thing that should be clear to all of these Republican extremists and sycophants and the people who are either actively involved in corruption, violating the law, engaged in extrajudicial activity, is that the statute of limitations for any crimes being committed now are 5 years. It will extend well beyond the end of the Trump administration.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.